thing. Okay, so what I need to do though is I do want to introduce her a little bit. So Robin was on one of the previous Crone summits. You may remember her. She's written 12 books. She's an artist as well and an energy medicine practitioner, a medium, and a psychic. And she mentors people who are coming into their intuitive abilities, no matter what their direction, which I think is lovely. And I'm keen to dig into that a little bit more as we chat together. Her current books, I'm going to read this bit. Her current books that are metaphysical are The Mother of Us All, Divine Mother Speaks, A Way Forward. I think that might be all one title. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, great.
That's it.
Two Worlds, One Light, A Memoir of a Medium. And they were published in April this year. And in 2020 to 23, she launched a legendary ancestral women's series, which has three works of historical fiction to bring to life the courage and wisdom of her Norwegian ancestors. So really, just amazing stuff that she's been doing. So, and what we're going to be talking about is the importance of intuition and how to develop it. And also, I hope that, you weave into this, maybe how you, if you want to, how you have worked with your intuition to write your books, because we've got lots of writers and budding writers here as well. And I'm sure that will be really interesting to them. And, everyone feel free to pursue that as well in the discussion. So welcome, Robin.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful to be here, Allison. I love being talking to people all over the place. So it's wonderful.
Brilliant. I'm just going to change the viewing, the recording viewing, so that at the moment it will just be the speakers. Let's dive into this, the importance of intuition and how to develop it. And you say that you firmly believe that intuition is one of the most helpful paths to help us to know where it is to go. And I was thinking about this just before we came on today. And I'll confess that I'm good at hearing my intuition, and sometimes I get really confused and I think, I don't know if that's intuition or doubt or fear or some messaging that's coming in that that I've picked up somewhere, or I can tie myself in knots trying to connect to sort out what is my intuition and what isn't. And so I'm really keen to explore this. And I did think that actually, when we think about the actions we're going to take and how we are going to move forward in our lives, we can very often do that from a place of fear. And it could be, I'm thinking about fears that might come up for us as we age. So it could be like fear about being lonely, or fear about ill health, or fear of dying, or fear of wasting our life, not knowing what to do with it, or it could be fear of poverty. It could be so many different fears.
Yes.
And so I wondered, how do we do this? What's a good starting place? How do we not make fear our driving force?
Well, that's a very good question. And part of what is needed in intuition is to connect it with the divine love that we are. So our light, which comes through our chakras, through our crown chakra, our third eye, all the way down through our spine. Those chakras are sometimes have a past fears and agitation in the background, a lot of the lower chakras. But as we allow that light to come into our system, with our three stars, one star here at our third eye, one in our heart, and one in our pelvis in the second chakra. This gives us light, confidence, and love, because really the universe is made out of love. God, consciousness, however you want to perceive God, is love. And when we are fearful, it's usually because of past experiences, or it could be even past lives that we've had issues or big challenges with people that we're in relationship with, whether it's our inner family, our family outside of ourselves, or partners or other people that are around us. And when we get through the fear, we see if it's fear or is it love. When we're aligned with love, our intuition is right on. There's no question about it. When we're connected with too much fear, we end up going in the direction that will give us a lesson, but it won't necessarily give us the course that we're wanting. It may be the course we have to take before we release the fear. But sometimes when we release the fear, and the way we do it is confront it and take it out in front of us and look at it and like, what's that fear about? Is that about me now, or is it was it about me in the past when I was 16 or 5 or 10? Sometimes when we have traumatic experiences as a child, those can be fearful, that fear base that comes through us. And if we allow ourselves to confront the fear, send love to it, it will dissolve. Because what fear does, fear only allows us to attract what we don't want, not what we do want. And so the difference between our intuition aligned with love and our intuition with the fear is that fear will attract to us what we do not want. So when we're afraid, I think it's very important not to be afraid, but to demand or to call forth what it is that we know from our hearts, what is where we want to go or what is true for us. So that is a very different reality when we're aligned with what is true for us. And not what is fearful or fear-based. And a lot of our training in society is to be fear-based. If we look at the news with media, different politicians or whatever, the fear is what is attracting the news media, or the drama is what's attracting the news media. So if we look at ourselves and can really align ourselves with the light of our inner self, what we feel is safe, confident. We know that we are humble. We can be confident and humble at the same time. We can turn ourselves over to that light and say, show me where I need to go. And that light will show you where you need to go. And it will, and then the intuition comes in different ways. It comes in, some people have it in their hearing, some in their sight, they actually see things. Others have a gut feeling like, whoa, I need to go this way, And if you go that way, then without the fear, you will be attracted to exactly where you need to be, and you'll be in this in a greater light source. So it's wonderful once you get to that, to more love than less and less fear. We always have fear that we have to deal with. We have to look at it. What am I afraid of here? Or what is it that I want is a different question. What was it that I want, or what do I need? And also, what is it that I wish to give to the rest of the world or to other people? I'm sure there are many people here that have been doing work for other people for many, many years. And my intuition is many of you have been serviceable to others. And that's wonderful, because that's part of what we're all here for in some way or the other, whether we're painting, drawing, moving in counseling, or doing other kinds of work. Our intuition can also be through taste. It can be through our smell. It can be through just a gut feeling of, oh, this is the right way for me. Not out of fear, but out of love, out of knowing that that's my direction.
So
So,
I would like to ask about the fear because, sometimes we hold fear to us because it's a form of protection. It feels like, whatever has happened to us in the past or in our ancestral line has we've wrapped something around us that protects us from being hurt again or from something that was very powerful. And, I feel that it's one thing to hear and to cognitively acknowledge that we need to dissolve fear and we may need to move into light and love. And it's another thing to actually be okay about dissolving that thing that is there that we are so familiar with, that we have that has been, developed for a very good reason to protect us. And it can be very hard to do that. So how do we, I know you said dissolve it, but sometimes I feel like it's actually hard to do it in reality.
Right. Well, that's a really good question because fear is what has historically in the last age been what we have come through. All of us have had lifetimes in the past, millennia, and that past millennia has all been about materialism and fighting over war, fighting from one place to the other. So what does that tell us? That we're in a new age now. We are moving into an age where energy is more focused. It's more focused on energy than on materiality. So our honoring of ourselves in our love base is a shift we're needing to make. And one way to do that is to start to get to know ourselves. How do we love ourselves? There may be aspects of ourselves we don't like that are frustrating or agitating, or we might have a temper that comes up really fast, like when I'm driving and somebody pulls in front of me or something. So I look at that, I go, okay, forgive them, just keep going, move on. So what I have recognized is I've had to let, I'll just tell you about my personal life. The one thing I've done is created a, and I got this from my guides, to create a heart path process inside ourselves. So if we connect with our three stars and then bring our energy into our hearts and close our eyes and come into our hearts, and then imagine a garden there, and that garden could have a fence or hedgerow or tree line around it. And that garden then has a gate in the front that closes, opens and closes, but it's closing right now. And we're standing in the middle of our garden. And what is that garden like? That garden can, we can look at it, and maybe it needs to be planted and have more flowers, just a place to that we feel love inside ourselves. And then we can call in aspects of ourselves. The aspects of ourselves are our inner child, our animal nature, our four-leggeds, wingeds, creepy crawlies. We can bring in our animals, our cats, our pets from the past, or mountain lions, or elephants come in. Some people have other powerful animals that come in, and they're here to protect us. And then our They're not here to fight with each other. They're here to protect us. And when we bring that in, that's our back brain. Our back brain is our instinctual animal nature. And we have all developed over time through animal nature into now our human nature. And then we invite in our human nature, our feminine, our masculine, which is our right brain and left brain, and our higher self. Our higher self is the aspect of our being that knows what we're here to do and has the roadmap for us. It has what's good for us, what's right for us. And so when we bring in our higher self, we're connecting to our God consciousness, our divine consciousness. So when we have all of those aspects, and I have two books about that too that are on my robinlisney.com website, and also on the Center for the Soul website. But the Robin Lisney has all my books on it. And the heart path process is in those two books, and it gives us information on how do I love myself. Then we can bring to the outside of the garden aspects that are fearful, that are full of strain and full of, that can be really angry or frustrated. And when we send love to those aspects, then they start to feel like, well, that's what I've been needing. That's what I've been wanting is the love. And I've been angry because I haven't felt it. And certainly in other lives, when we've gone through wars, all of us, I would say almost every population has gone through wars in the last life, in other lifetimes. I mean, World War II wasn't that long ago. And other times when wars have gone on in the history, in France and Europe and all over the world, in Africa and in South America, there have been places where we have had to go through that in order to move through the fear foundation, and that has been fear-based, usually attacking other people. Now we're not in that as much as we were in the past, and we are moving into we may still have wars coming on, but what we're in now is a peaceful time for the most part, except for, in other countries. But what we're learning now is, how do I love myself? How do I love the world to a place to make this heaven on earth? And once we get in alignment with our love and the love that we are, and in our heart garden, we can heal those parts of ourselves, bring them to the outside of the garden, send love to them, and bring them inside and help them. Help them to know that they're part of our inner family. And once they're part of our inner family, whether we're with a partner now in the world or not, or we're by ourselves, we have our inner family, and we don't feel alone anymore. We don't feel that fear of being without other aspects. We are here with ourselves, and we have an inner family. And that makes us, our masculine and feminine can work together, whether we're gay or straight, or doesn't matter what sexuality we are. Sometimes the masculine part might, look like ourselves, but it might look more strong because it's the doing aspect of ourselves. The feminine part is our intuitive aspect, and it's also our being aspect. So being in our light is how we can confront our issues. And it makes a big difference once we get into more love and less fear.
Wow.
And we live then, once we're in that love, we're in heaven on earth. We are here. We're making it heaven on earth. And it's joyful. It's full of joy. That's where we are moving. All of us are moving. Doesn't matter what religion we are.
I mean, that was a really useful place that you took us, because even though, we didn't do it as an exercise, you could still visualize it and imagine, making some time to do it. And when you said about, the masculine is the doing side and the feminine is the intuitive and the being side. And I mean, we know these things, but as you said that, I just realized, kind of like the penny dropped a little bit, and it was like, okay, so actually moving into using our intuition and trusting our intuition to make decisions from that place is about honoring the rising divine feminine energy that we need so much more of in the world.
Right. And the divine feminine energy, our mother, divine mother, Mother Earth, Star Woman, all the different aspects of divine mother, they are here to connect us and to help us bring in the power that we need to make our lives what we want them to be and where we need to go. They are everywhere. I live in a forest and up in the mountains, and the trees around me are just, they're vibrating all the time with Divine Mother love. And I can feel it all the time. I just feel grateful, you know, to be in the forest. And if we're in the city, we can be connected with the earth, the ground, with Mother Earth, our plants, whatever we have around us. And we can also be connected with nature in any way, and the ocean and the river. All of that is has its own spiritual experience inside of it. Some rivers have different personalities than other rivers, and you may experience that. Oh, this river is very quiet. Oh, this river is really like the Mississippi River, which I grew up near. You know, it's a huge river, and it has really dangerous currents in it, so you don't go swimming in that river unless you're in a very in a place that's not going to pull you out into the middle of the river. So other rivers are fine. You can go swimming in them and they're fine, and they have currents, but they're not as strong. So Divine Mother is everywhere, and she's the creator, and holds the stars, not just is the star. We are each a star, each one of us in our own light. And once we recognize our own light, then we can recognize our true essence. And we evolve. I mean, this is Schoolhouse Earth. We're here to learn lessons, and it's the place we can do that. And once we conquer the fear over with love, what we end up becoming is we become part of the divine mother nature that's all around us, that's very sacred, and you can feel it. So your feeling is part of your intuition, and your feeling can be what brings in what is right, what is not right. And we can pay attention to that, and then we can choose. We can make a choice. The other aspect of fear base is victim perpetrator, which is a very common line of relationship. And if we think of relationships as being this big round earth, that is only one little line. And we need to unhook it, and we need to get rid of it because it isn't helping anymore. Victim perpetrator gives us only two options of being in relationship. So once we get rid of the victim perpetrator, like, and we have to confront it with every relationship we have or the aspect we have. And once we do that, we can let it go. We can, oh, I don't want to be a victim or a perpetrator, you know, like, because you're either one or the other, and you shift back and forth to it. So once you get rid of that in yourself, then you become in a world of more options of relationship. Can be love relationships.
I
That's
was go what's been something's been coming up for me, two things, and they're both going in different directions.
a
And so I think one of them I will park, okay, because the other one I think, and it might come back, but I think the other one is more beautiful, and I hope that it will be something that gets picked up in the discussion, which is about all the writing. You know, you've written 12 books, and I'm guessing that you use your intuition in your creative process. And I wonder if that is that correct, and how do you engage with your intuition to actually create?
Yeah, I sit in alignment Every day I do meditation. I'm a meditator. I've been meditating for 54 years, 59, anyway, a long time. And part of what that does for me is it first aligns me every day in the morning with my light. And then if I need to do it later in the day, I can do it in the evening, and that helps realign me. This book, Two Worlds, One Light, Memoir of a Medium, was a book that I never intended to write, but I got a guidance from my guides saying, you need to work on your memoir. And I thought, a memoir, really? I've been doing my relatives. I've been talking about their experiences. But when I wrote this book, what I recognized is I'm in two worlds. I have been my whole life since I was a little girl. I could see spirits when I was a kid, and I used to play with them. My mother would help me with it because she also saw spirits, but she never really used that in a profession or anything. But in my life, I was pushed into with things falling apart around me. My first divorce, I had another relationship, and I was like, this is the right guy. This is my man. This is the one I'm going to be the rest of my life. Boom. And then he didn't want to have children. So then it was like, oh no. And he pushed me away. And that was it. It was like over. And I thought, what? I was trained that relationships were what we're here to do. But then it was really clear, no, you have your own life, you have your own path. And I was moved into intuition. And so this is part of how I learned about that in my 30s and eventually evolved into doing intuitive work through massage therapy and other methods. And then I started feeling Divine Mother and channeling my guides. And I was told that I would be a channeler. And I was like, what? Channel? Forget it. No way. I need a trainer. Well, I ended up in South America in a mediumistic Umbanda, a mediumistic event. And that helped me understand I do have intuition and I need to. And they basically told me, the minister said, you're an intuitive. What are you doing here? You're already in your divine light. Go do your mediumship. And that's when I started my process. And that's where the mother of us all came from. And I have been doing channeling Divine Mother for a very long time. And I'm actually doing one tomorrow night. I do it once a month, and I've been doing it for over 20 years now. So the process of me moving into that was a process. It didn't just say, oh, this is what I'm doing, and I had to evolve into it. And so that's what Two Worlds, One Light, Memoir of a Medium is really about, is how I got into that and had to get over my fears. So, yeah.
Okay. So I think this would be a great time for us to open up to the discussion with the group, with everybody. So I don't know if things have come up for you already in what we've been talking about. And if they haven't, maybe, you would like to ask about, I don't know, anything about Robin's books or anything about in being an intuitive or intuit or whatever it was that you said, rather than because that seems to be, maybe that's something that you relate to, and maybe you have difficulty trusting your intuition, or maybe you always follow it. Let's just open this up and let's talk about intuition and ask, put your questions to Robin. She's here to have a discussion.